Several feet away from the musical device was a large wooden table that would have easily seated 8 or 10 people had it been intended for the purpose of family dinners. But that's not what the table had been designed for. Its purpose was much darker than cheerful gatherings, more gruesome than holiday meals. The table's purpose, its only purpose, was to be used in the processing of meat. Be it bovine or swine or otherwise, all meat ended up on this table, where it was sliced and quartered as required. Earlier in the day, a wild hog had been atop the table, the meat from its belly cut away and sliced for bacon. The hams had been stripped from the bones and taken to the kitchen for cooking. The remainder of that hog carcass was to be used later, when needed. Until then, it hung from a hook in the ceiling, one of many carcasses awaiting further processing. On the table now was the body of a woman, or more accurately, what was left of her. Her clothes had been cut away and tossed aside, leaving her thin, nude body splayed across the wooden surface. Her arms and legs had been stripped of the skin and meat already, the skin ending up in the pile of unusable parts, while the meat went into buckets that sat on the floor beside the table. The stark white of her bare bones was in direct contrast of the dark red of her blood, which covered nearly every inch of the wooden tabletop. The woman's once blonde hair was stained red, matted with dirt and grime and bits of the lady's brains, which had spilled out of her head through the 4-inch gash that ran across the top of her skull. Her eyelids were open, allowing her vacant blue eyes to stare up at the butcher who towered over her, occasionally singing along with the spinning record.